While he rang up the sale, I tried some small talk, which really wasn't small talk. I saw you have the camera set up underneath there. Seems like a little much for a bookstore. You'd be surprised. People like to steal books. I got a collectible section back there. Expensive stuff from the collections I buy and sell. I keep a camera right on it, and I caught a kid in there just this morning, trying to shove a copy of Nick's Trip down his pants. Early Pelicanos is tough to find. That would have been about a $700 loss for me. That seemed like an inordinate amount of money for a single book. I had never heard of the book, but guessed that it must have been 50 or 100 years old. You call the cops? Nah, I just kicked him in the pants and told him if he came back again, I would call the law. You're a nice guy, Ed. You must have mellowed out since you left. I don't think the praying mantis would have just let the kid slide. I handed him 2 20s, and he gave me the change. The praying mantis was a long time ago, and my wife doesn't think I'm so mellow. Thanks, Harry, and tell Kiz I said hello. Yeah, I will. You ever run into anybody else from the table? I didn't want to leave yet. I wanted more information, so I continued the banter. I looked up over his head and spotted a small two-camera dome. It was mounted up near the ceiling, one lens angled down on the register, and one taking in the long view of the store. There was a small red light glowing, and I could see a small black cable snaking from the camera housing and up into the drop ceiling. While Thomas answered my question, I was thinking about the possibility that Bacchus had been in the store and was captured on a surveillance tape. Not really, Thomas said. I sort of left all of that behind. You say you miss it, Harry, but I don't miss a thing about it. Not really. I nodded like I understood, but I didn't. Thomas had been a good cop and a good detective. He took the work to heart. That was one reason why the poet had put him in the sights. He was paying lip service to something I didn't think he really believed. That's good, I said. Hey, do you have that kid you kicked out of here on tape from this morning? I'd like to see how he tried to rip you off. Nah, I just have live feeds. I got the cameras out in the open and a sticker on the door. It's supposed to be a deterrent, but some people are dumb. A setup with a recorder would be too expensive and a pain in the ass in maintenance. I just have the live setup.
I see.
Listen, if Kiz already has that book, I'll take it back. I can sell it.
No, that's cool. If she already has it, I'll keep it and read it myself.
Harry, when's the last time you read a book?
I read a book about Art Pepper a couple of months ago, I said indignantly. He and his wife wrote it before he died.
Nonfiction?
Yeah, it was real stuff.
I'm talking about a novel. When was the last time you read one?
I shrugged. I didn't remember.
That's what I thought, Thomas said. If she doesn't want the book, bring it back and I'll get it to somebody who'll read it.
Okay, Ed, thanks.
Be careful out there, Harry.
I will be. You too.
I was heading to the door when things came together. What Thomas had told me and what I knew about the case. I snapped my fingers and acted like I just remembered something. I turned back to Thomas. Hey, I got a friend lives all the way in Nevada, but he says he's a customer of yours, mail order probably. You do mail order?
Sure, what's his name?
Tom Walling. Lives all the way up in Clear. Thomas nodded, but not in any happy sort of way. He's your friend? I realized I might have stepped in it.
Well, an acquaintance, you could say.
Well, he owes me some money.
Really? What happened?
It's a long story, but I sold him some books out of a collection I was handling, and he paid very promptly. Paid with a money order, and everything was fine. So when he wanted more books, I sent them before I got his money order. Big mistake. That was 3 months ago, and I haven't gotten a dime from him. If you see this acquaintance of yours again, tell him I want my money.
I will, Ed.
That's too bad. I didn't know the guy was a rip-off artist. What books did he buy? He's into Poe, so I sold him some books out of the Rodway collection. Some old ones. Pretty nice books. Then he ordered more when I got another collection in.
He didn't pay for them.